Time now for the Pig and Porch, brought to you by Puckett's Restaurant, where the main ingredients are real people, real food, and real atmosphere. We're in the studio with Emerald Butler. It's all part of the Pick and Porch. Emerald, good to have you here.
Hey, it's good to be here.
I know you're a classic country fan. How about you doing me a Johnny Cash song this morning?
Oh, all right. I hear the train coming. It's rolling round the bend. And I ain't seen the sunshine since. I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison. And time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps rolling on down to San Antone. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, hun, said, always be a good girl, don't ever play with a gun. But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. When I hear that whistle blowing, I hang my head and cry. I bet there's rich folks eating in a fancy dining car. They're probably drinking coffee and smoking big cigars. Well, I know I had it coming. I know I can't be free. But when those people keep a-moving, oh, that's what tortures me. Oh, let's try it, Luther. Ah, suey. From that prison, if that railroad train was mine, I bet I'd move it on a little farther down the line, far from Folsom Prison. That's where I want to stay. And I'd let that lonesome whistle blow my blues away.
Emerald Butler, everybody. Good job, Emerald. Listen, obviously you grew up loving music. Do you remember the first time you grabbed a guitar?
Yes, I do. The guitar was actually sitting in my dad's closet. And I was playing fiddle at the time, but I didn't play it with the bow. I'd go around the house just plucking
strumming the fiddle. Strumming it, yeah.
And my mom said, if you're going to be plucking and strumming that thing, you might as well learn how to play something that you're actually supposed to pick. So she pulled that guitar out and was like, here, pluck on this.
Yeah? Well, what did Dad think about you plucking on his guitar?
Oh, he thought it was cool. It made him want to learn it more. It didn't quite happen, but hey, it quickly became my guitar.
Well, my daughter, she grabbed my guitar when she was young, too, and she got very proficient on the guitar. And then all of a sudden she said, I don't want to do it anymore, and just gave it up. It's just, how do you give up on music, you know?
I don't know. I think you get kind of frustrated with it. I mean, I went through a spell where I kind of gave up on music, but then something just bit me, I guess, and I picked it back up.
Now, you're playing with a band. What's your story?
Oh, yeah. So, where do we start? I play with anybody who needs a fiddle player. I have my own band. I write my own original music. I've got to play with Roger Allen Wade.
I saw you there.
Yeah. And a lot of cool people. I've got to jam a bit with Rhonda Vincent.
Wow.
Yeah. I've even ate her fried chicken. It was delicious.
Was it good?
It was great.
Well, why don't you give me a sample of some of your original stuff that you do?
Okay, yeah. I'm going to play you a song I wrote. It's called No One Wins.
Yeah, before you start, a producer one time told me, he says, anybody can do somebody else's song, like a Johnny Cash or something like that. He says, tough one is doing your own original stuff, right?
Yeah.
All right, what's this called? Here we go.
All right, it's called No One Wins. You say I'm tossing you aside, but all I'm trying to do is just survive. Already told you before, would it matter if I told you more? I made one request, but I guess you took it out of its context. I didn't point out your sin. Looks like it came out from within. I never meant for things to go this way. People don't always listen to what you say. Run, run with the wind. No more conflict, no more accusations to someone else's sin. Let's put out the flame. I'm done playing this game. No one wins. If I let you back in, I'd be committing a cardinal sin. We both know you won't change, so I guess I'll rearrange. Sometimes you gotta let things go, so I guess it's time to let you know. I'm grateful for where we've been, but now we've reached the end. I never meant for things to go this way. People don't always listen to what you say. Run, run with the wind. No more conflict, no more accusations of someone else's sin. Let's put out the flame. I'm done playing this game. No one wins. I'm sorry, so sorry. Don't think this won't hurt me as well. We all have our demons, but we all make our own hell. Run, run with the wind. No more conflict, no more accusations of someone else's sin. Let's put out the flame. I'm done playing this game. No one wins. No one wins.
Wow, very good. No one wins. That's Emerald Butler this morning. Wow. All right. Very good. Now, you're a fiddle player, too. Let me get my guitar over here.
Oh,
and you
got to
fiddle me here, and we can hear some fiddle music. Oomph. Good thing I bought this at a hock shop.
Oh.
I don't care if it's all tore up.
Sometimes those are the best ones.
They are, man. They are. I got a screws in here and over here. What? Don't make it too hard for me, because I haven't played for a while. Ah. All right. There you go. All right, what are we playing?
I don't know. That's a good question. What's the tune you know?
What do you know any of the old maybe Hank Williams songs or anything like
oh,
that?
Oh, yeah. Let's see. What key you want to get in?
What's the easiest key for a fiddle player?
A, D.
A?
G.
Thank you. Okay, can I join the band?
Yeah, you're hired.
Wow. You know, that the fiddle is such a beautiful instrument. And, of course, we're refined. We don't call it fiddle with a violin. But you know
the difference between a violin and a fiddle, right?
No, what is it?
A violin has strings. A fiddle has strings.
Right. I love it. Well, I'll tell you what. How about some of your appearances? Where are you going to be? Tell us.
Yeah, well, let's see.
Let's think in the future.
Yeah. Let me pull my old handy-dandy calendar out.
Sure.
And just to make sure. I know here in town, I'm going to be playing at the Whiskey Cowgirl coming up.
That's right up the street from here. Yeah.
Yeah. That's going to be on May 4th.
Okay. We'll check you out on May 4th.
May 4th, 8 o'clock at Whiskey Cowgirl.
All right. Now, will you have a band or are you just going to stand there with a fiddle?
Well, I'm just going to stand there and look pretty. No, yeah. This one will just be me.
Okay.
I'll be playing on my own. And then on May 26th, I'll be at the Gate 11 Distillery.
Ooh.
Inside the Chattanooga Choo Choo. And I usually have a couple of friends come down, like a duo or trio.
Kind of jam session thing.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I've noticed a lot of places now don't have full bands. They have single acts like you.
Yeah.
And, you know, I said, yeah, that's never going to work. And I went to someplace on Sunday. Me and Todd went there. And he said, come on down. You got to hear this guy playing guitar. And he was just a guy like yourself, just playing a guitar. People were dancing and screaming.
Yeah.
And I said, what? You know, I thought maybe there'd be tracks and stuff to follow, but no.
It's just him and his guitar.
Just the guitar, yeah.
That's awesome.
It's becoming quite a trend.
It is. I think especially after COVID, and you couldn't have as many people.
Yeah. Well, the thing I found on bands, and maybe you know this too, is that if you got a good band, like four or five pieces, and you guys are great, and the drummer's girlfriend gets mad, or the bass player's sister has to go to the hospital or something,
yeah.
That's it. You're only responsible for you when you do a solo act like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's true.
All right. Well, you want to get your guitar back, and we'll close it on out here. Emerald Butler, you're going to see her a lot around town because she plays with different groups and everything. And I think her songwriting is going to propel you. Anybody been interested in some of the songs you wrote?
Not yet. You know, it's funny. I was talking about Rhonda Vincent earlier. Mm-hmm. Many, many years ago, back when I was a wee baby songwriter, I sent her the dumbest song about fishing.
No, really?
And I still regret that. She was so sweet.
She is one of the nicest ladies you've ever wanted to meet.
She is.
Yeah.
She's also like the hardest working woman or person, period, I think, in bluegrass music right now.
And she can play the heck out of a mandolin.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
You know? And she's so pretty. And I'm going, yeah, what she do, strum them? No, she's a picker, boy, I'll tell you.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so what's the song?
Let's see. How many more songs you want me to do?
I want you to do one more because if you play too many, I'm going to have to copyright you. So.
Oh, I see.
No,
I gotcha.
I'm just kidding you.
Well, how about an Elvis song?
Ooh.
I've got a heart for Elvis.
Yes.
Lord Almighty, I feel my temperature rising. Higher and higher, it's burning through to my soul. Girl, 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 you're gonna set me on fire. My brain is flaming and I don't know which way to go. Cause your kisses lift me higher. Like the sweet song of a choir, you light my morning sky with burning love. Ooh, 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 yeah, I feel my temperature rising. Lord have mercy, it feels like 109. Burning, 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 and nothing can cool me. I might turn into smoke, but I feel fine. Yeah, cause your kisses lift me higher, like the sweet song of a choir. You light my morning sky with burning love. Uh-huh. Getting closer, the flames are now licking my body. Won't somebody help me? I feel like I'm slipping away. It's hard to breathe. My chest is heaving. Lord have mercy, I'm burning a hole where I lay. Yeah, cause your kisses lift me higher, like the sweet song of a choir. You light my morning sky with burning love. I'm just a hunk of burning love. Oh, just a hunk of burning love. Scott is a hunk of burning love. just a hunk of burning love. Cause your kisses lift me higher, like the sweet song of a choir. You light my morning sky with burning love.
You know, it's been a pleasure having you here, Emerald. Yeah, obviously, have you ever been to Graceland?
Yes, I actually played at Graceland 2 years ago. What was that, 21 in 2021?
Yeah. That was fun.
For the Elvis Week.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, I took my wife to Graceland for Elvis Week. And everywhere you turn, there was Elvises. You know, everybody.
Oh,
was
yeah.
There.
Oh,
and it
yeah.
was the Mexican Elvis, as known as Elvis.
Oh.
And there was just, my wife goes, what's going on? I said, it's Elvis Week, babe. Better get used to it, you know? My daughter is going to get married. Well, she's already married, but she's going to renew her vows New Year's Eve, Vegas, with Elvis.
No.
Yeah, you know,
with
the Elvis
cool.
guys. I've always wanted to do that. So.
Didn't they try to halt that not too long ago?
They said that, they weren't getting a royalty or something like that. But people rebelled so much. They said, look, Elvis is gone. You know, let us continue on his music.
Right.
So they said, we're going to do it anyway.
Okay,
so.
Cool.
So
that's so cool.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
Now, I wanted to start a wedding thing, you know, wedding chapel, where Colonel Tom Parker would marry you.
Oh, no.
But, as I say, nobody was interested. In fact, they threw me out of the office when I talked about it.
He might get you a divorce. Maybe you should start Colonel Tom Parker's
divorce service.
Yeah.
All right. Emerald Butler's been our special guest here on the Pickin' Porch. If you know anybody that's interested, give me a call, 423-702-9799. The Pickin' Porch has been brought to you by Puckett's, where the main ingredients are real people, real food, and real atmosphere. Proud to sponsor the Pickin' Porch on Classic Country, Q97.3, 99.3.